They have come to be known as the Emmanuel Nine, the African Americans murdered in their own church. This weekend, congregants gathered at the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, to say goodbye to four of them. There was mourning, but there was defiance, a mood reflected outside the church in rapidly changing attitudes to the Confederate battle flag that still flies over the state capitol grounds. NPR's Joel Rose reports from Charleston.
There were moments of wrenching sadness during the funerals at Emmanuel AME Church yesterday, but also a sense of gritty determination to move forward.
I can't give up. I can't give up now.
Speaker after speaker described the shooting as a pivotal moment in South Carolina's history, one they hope will resonate long after the music from the memorial services fades.
I am sorry this happened on my watch, but we will make this right. We will make this right.
Governor Nikki Haley and other prominent Republicans in the state now support removing the Confederate battle flag from the statehouse grounds. The alleged shooter, Dylan Roof, published a photograph of himself with the flag in one hand and a gun in the other. Even before that, many considered it a symbol of racism and oppression. And Reverend Jesse Jackson, a South Carolina native, says it's time for it to go.
Just maybe South Carolina was started the Confederate War, will end the Confederate War. Just maybe right here.
The state legislature will meet next month to debate the future of the flag. One activist couldn't wait that long. Yesterday morning, Bree Newsom briefly removed the banner from its flagpole at the Capitol before being arrested. Later in the day, a few dozen demonstrators gathered on the same spot to show their support for the flag, including Leland Browder of Greenville, South Carolina.
This is not a flag of hate. It's a flag of heritage. That we have a right to our heritage. And, you know, I'm from the South and proud of the South.
West side.
And, proud of its flag.
But that position seems increasingly out of step with people of all races in South Carolina and across the South who are ready to see the flag come down from public places.
Would you like to take part in that today?
Earlier this week, I talked to Bert Story at a Bojangles restaurant in Landrum, South Carolina, a few miles from the North Carolina border.
I think it should go in a museum. It'd be fine there. It's part of history. It should be in a museum, but it doesn't need to fly as if it's an active thing now.
Story thinks that taking the flag down is symbolically the right thing to do, but he cautions that it won't necessarily change the way people think, and it won't necessarily discourage the next Dylan Roof. That will take more than just a vote by the state legislature. Joel Rose, NPR News, Charleston, South Carolina.